Blog Talk Radio.
Exciting. Do you have the right people on your dream team? A dream with the wrong team can truly be a nightmare. I know a little bit about that. What do you think the results are of having a dream with a great support team behind you? Woo, well, let's grow together. That's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but we are truly, eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. You see, here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and/or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series is designed to support you on your journey to win, personally and professionally, so that you can be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, okay, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow, I must say, each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives are available of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared on demand for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast and where we're going to go on this journey. I will share with you, our global listening audience, for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject. And then we will open our programming up for your audience participation. This is one of my favorite times in the show. And at this time, we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. This always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and it lends to a greater richness. So we encourage you, don't be shy, don't be scared to just simply chime right on in, our global listening audience, at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are pulling some pages out of the book by John C. Maxwell on Put Your Dream to the Test. And we're looking at people. Put your dream to the test. And the question raised is the people question. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, invite someone to share in today's programming with you. Allow those social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, go old school. Send a fax, send an email. Ultimately, bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you, our global listening audience, if you don't already have your pens and notepads, tablets, laptops, iPhones, Android with your notes, whatever, desktop, laptop, you want to grab whatever you need to grab so that you can truly capture the richness around today's subject. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our shape up series, and we're pulling some pages from Put Your Dream to the Test, the book by John C. Maxwell. Coach Adams is a John C. Maxwell team member, certified speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. So we're kind of doing a lunch and learn on the airwaves, a dinner and talk on the airwaves today around a subject that I am so truly passionate about. As a matter of fact, I'm in the midst of a 10-week series. We're going into week number 8 this week with an amazing group of individuals on this very subject of put your dream to the test. And we're also launching our next in this series before the year closes out so that you can really do what you need to do to dive in, put your dream to the test, purify it as you close out this year and go into the new year and position yourself for greatness in 2020. And so with that said, I wanted to bring you richness around this subject that I'm so passionate about, that individuals that are currently in our Put Your Dream to the Test Mastermind Roundtable have indicated they are getting such a great richness around this subject. And not only has it been a great use of their time, but it was great investment that each of them sold to be able to take this journey. And I tell you, the feedback has been great. Here's what Mastermind members had to say. Very beneficial. Every week I have great aha moments. It's been life-changing on my journey. Another comment, wow, I have received great steps of clarity. From another Mastermind member, we have, I love this masterclass. I so appreciate you, Coach Adams. Another went on to say, great class, coach, insightful, wow, thank you. And we have another final comment for today. This is a good time, it's thought-provoking, and I'm getting a lot. And so I want to encourage you, if you are not already plugged in, we have an opportunity for you. Limited space is available for my next Mastermind Roundtable on this very subject of put your dream to the test and this taste that we're going to give you this evening on people. This next Mastermind, it's a 10-week journey starting on Wednesday, December the 11th, and it's going to go consecutively for 10 weeks. If you want more information, again, space is limited, and you want to know how you can get plugged in and take advantage of this amazing opportunity to purify your dream through 10 questions that take you on this journey of discovery. Shoot an email to our team at admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may call our team directly at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. As we dive into the richness of today's subject and this topic of put your dream to the test, as we look at people, I want you to understand that, you know, when a dream has been given, and I want to know if this is just Coach Adams or if it's all of us, and I believe it's all of us. The dream that you're sitting on, the dream that you're pregnant with, the dream that you have, do you feel like your dream is too big just for you? Process that. Do you feel like your dream is too big just for you? You know, I often reference Steve Jobs, and I imagine, not knowing him personally, but I imagine when Steve Jobs created Apple in the 1970s, I imagine if I was to go back at that time with him, I anticipate that he didn't know, or could he have even imagined, the impact of Apple. I don't think that he realized the degree of where Apple would grow from this seed of vision, this dream that he had so many years ago that now has become a cult phenomenon. You know, at his passing, it was stated that he was a billionaire, and not just 1 billion, 10 billion plus strong. I don't think, and again, I don't know him, I don't think that when his dream was planted on the inside of him, that he could have imagined what it would have been, what the outcome would have been. I'm sure it was big. I can imagine that he thought, wow, this is big, and how will I accomplish this? Because many of us, when we think about our dream, we get overwhelmed and we think, oh my gosh, how will I accomplish this? Because we're trying to eat that big elephant in front of us. And so the people question, as we put our dreams to the test, we have to evaluate, have I included the people I need to realize my dream? You know, I opened with a few thoughts and questions, and one of which was, a dream with the wrong team is a nightmare. Have you ever had the wrong people on your team in your corner and it turned into a nightmare and you thought, wow, if I can just disconnect from this fiasco, my dream will become a greater reality for me? And I think many of us, Coach Adams included, we've made some bad choices around those that are on our team. And understanding that a dream is a compelling vision that we see in our heart that's too big to accomplish without the help of others. That's a quote by Chris Hodges. A dream is a compelling vision you see in your heart that's too big to accomplish without the help of others. A quote by Chris Hodges. And I truly, I so connect with that quote, because the dream that each of us have on the inside of us, it's a compelling vision. I'm sure that the dream for Apple, for Steve Jobs, it was a compelling vision. I believe that early on that he anticipated this dream that he was able to see in his heart, that, wow, this is too big. I need to bring others on board that can assist me in accomplishing this dream. And we cannot fulfill our big dream without the help of others. And that can be challenging at times, that we now have to trust individuals, that we have to bring them on board. So I'm sure you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, yeah, I can imagine what you're saying. Have I included the people I need to realize my dream? Other people can help us do, you know, a better job than we can do all by ourselves. Andrew Carnegie says that. Other people can help you do a better job than you can do all alone. You know, I think about the Word of God speaks to iron sharpening iron, that I need someone to sharpen my skills to help me to be better. I also think about the Word that speaks to one can set 1,000 in flight, but two can set 10,000 in flight. So can someone accomplish something solely by themselves? Absolutely. But there's greater power in a partnership. One is far too small of a number to really realize the fullness of one's dream. Even if you bring one other person that's walking alongside with you, is it if they're a support capacity, whatever that looks like, you need someone else to assist you in realizing a dream. We've already gotten to that place of understanding that a dream is a compelling vision that we see in our hearts that's too big to accomplish without the help of others. And yet, we must understand that a dream with no team is simply impossible. A dream with no team, it's impossible, because the dream is always bigger than us. We can't be on an island all by ourselves. A dream with a bad team, we just talked about this, it's a nightmare, a dream with a bad team. A dream that is in the process of building a team. So if you're out there and you're building a team and you're identifying who should be on my dream team, you are in a position of great potential. I honor you for that. You're in a position of great potential. But this is where we really want to be. A dream with a great team, I want you to know that that mix and combination, a dream plus a great team equals inevitable. It's an inevitable dream. It will happen because you have iron sharpening iron. You have two. One can set 1,000 in flight, but you have two that can now accomplish more, set 10,000 in flight. You know, I heard this interesting statement by Oprah Winfrey that everyone wants to kick back and get in the limo with you. Everybody wants to jump in the limo and take the cushy ride. But the question is, who will take the bus with you when the limo breaks down? When things are not going exactly as they were outlined and designed, who will still be in your corner on your team? Oftentimes when I speak of the importance of people associated with our dream, I think about Meet the Fockers and the Robert De Niro character. When he talks about the circle of trust, the circle of love, And so we have to make sure that we have the right people in our circle, that we have the wagon circling around us with the right people so that we're not living out a nightmare. We're not living out a nightmare. So with all of that said, the question that is raised around people then would be, who should be on my dream team? Again, we're pulling some pages out of the book, Put Your Dream to the Test by John C. Maxwell. Coach Adams is a John C. Maxwell certified speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. We're kind of doing an evening dialogue chat, giving you a little taste of the people associated with Put Your Dream to the Test and the people question. Put Your Dream to the Test is a 10-question journey that causes you to lean in and dive into various questions to purify your dream and or your vision. And so I wanted to share with you just a little snippet because, you know, it's interesting. Recently, I've been processing through a situation in that I can so relate to having the wrong people on your team and it becoming a nightmare if you're not aligned with the right people. And so this has caused me to really dig into who should I have on my team? What are the qualities of the people that are needed for my dream team that will support me and help me be more equipped to my dream becoming a reality? So several qualities of people needed on your dream team. You want to have individuals that dare to focus on your significance, not simply on your success. You see, significance is all about a greater why. It takes you on a deep dive to a different level. So often individuals, they don't operate in their vision, their dream, with significance. They don't have the why clear. They don't know why they're on the journey. They just know, I'm on the journey. I got this big old dream. But there's no clarity around that. And so dare to focus on your significance, not simply on your success, but significance. The qualities of people needed on your dream team, individuals that respond to your idea with respect, not disgust or contempt. You know, somebody, you tell them your dream, and they're like, please, are you kidding me? You will never, ever do that. That is utterly ridiculous. What makes you think? And so those individuals, the negative Nellies, the negative Neds, you don't want that type of individual in your circle of trust, in the circle around you. Because one of the things that early on in this journey of Put Your Dream to the Test, this 10-week journey, one of the things that you have to evaluate and, you know, often look at, because for some, there are some reasons why our dream doesn't become a reality and it's difficult for us to identify our dream. Four common reasons for not identifying our dreams. One is disappointment. You got disappointed in circumstances and people and situations. Discouragement, which is what we're talking about. Discouragement of others, the way in which someone responded to your dream. It became too difficult, or you thought it was too big, so you decided to settle. You know, imagine if Steve Jobs settled. I often make that reference because whatever you think about Apple, the reality is, in some fashion or another, many of us, have at least one Apple device. If you're not an iPhone user and you use Android, now that's okay. You probably have an iPad, or at some stage you had an iPod. So I use that as a reference because it's one that all of us can relate to. But imagine if he settled and he didn't move in the direction of the fullness of the dream. We wouldn't have the devices that we have today at the level in which we have them. And although he's gone and passed on, the legacy of Apple continues. The technology continues to evolve and grow. And that's the power of a great dream. It leaves a legacy. You are able to leave that as a legacy. If it's that book that you need to write, if it's that script that you need to finish, if it's that business that you need to start, whatever it is, that invention, whatever it is, nothing is too great. Because I truly believe, and I believe it's Napoleon Hill, that if the mind of man can conceive it and believe it. So if you get that seed of hope planted on the inside of you, you can conceive it, and you begin to see it manifesting. You now take that conception and you embrace it and you believe it. Obviously, you have to walk it out. There's things that you have to do for it to convert. But if you can conceive it and believe that it's possible. I love to fly and travel, as many of you that are regular listeners, you're well aware of. And so I often reference the Wright brothers. I know I am very grateful for their dream to create an aircraft that we can fly in. And so imagine if they settled. We wouldn't have the travel, possibly, in the way that we have it today. You know, stagecoach. Can you imagine taking a stagecoach down the 5 or the 405, the 91, trying to get home? Traffic is bad enough as it is, right? I'm speaking of Henry Ford now as an example. Mass production of cars. I just saw a really good movie. Ford versus Ferrari is really good. I truly enjoyed it. Great insight to the story of Henry Ford at another level. But I say all of that because, and I reference the various people, the Steve Jobs, the Wright brothers, the Henry Fords of the world, because had they settled for something less, then we wouldn't be taking advantage. And even if you don't drive a Ford, you take advantage of mass-produced cars. You're driving something, bottom line. And so with that said, in each of these levels, we can relate. They're in our everyday lives or our regular lives. You may not be on a plane every day, but you get what I'm saying. You utilize your Apple device, or you know someone that has an Apple device. You interact with that at some level on a regular basis. A flight, if it's just once a year, you can appreciate the Wright brothers and being able to get on a plane. And whatever your car is that you drive, you can appreciate that it moved to another level and it's mass production, and so it was available for you to get it. Get the point. None of them settled. They didn't settle. And with your dream, you cannot settle. And that's one of the four common reasons for not identifying our dreams. And the lack of confidence. The lack of confidence. That lack of confidence can come from someone speaking a negative word, as we were talking about. Several qualities of people needed on your dream team. We're going to dig into that a little bit further. I want to thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. This is Coach Adams, and we are pulling some pages out of question number 6 in Put Your Dream to the Test by John C. Maxwell. I am a certified John Maxwell speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. I am in the midst of a mastermind roundtable on this very subject, actually going into week number 8 of the 10-week journey. It has been amazing to purify one's dream because we're looking at ownership, clarity, reality, passion, the pathway, people, cost, tenacity, fulfillment, significance. All of these things are a part of the dream test. And if you miss the current mastermind, it's not too late to close out this year of 2019 and put yourself into a greater position for 2020. I am starting another private mastermind roundtable on this very subject that we're getting a little sample taste of as an appetizer on this evening as we're talking about people. And the importance of people, who are the people, how significant are they on our journey of putting our dream to the test and having the right team. If you want more information around the private mastermind roundtable starting December the 11th, it is for 10 weeks, hosted on Wednesday evenings, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 90 minutes of power. It's a virtual boardroom through Zoom video conferencing. If you're interested, you can shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may call our team direct at 310-289-2101. Let's continue in our focus on people. My dream team includes specific people. Who are these people? What do they look like? What are the qualities that they should possess? So the qualities of people needed on your dream team, we've discussed. Dare to focus on your significance, not simply on your success. That's the why. Respond to your ideas with respect, not disgust or contempt. Yeah, you got to have the right people because you speak it to the wrong person, and that person, that little seed of hope that has been planted in you in the first trimester, if the wrong person speaks the wrong words, you can jeopardize the baby that's in your womb, meaning your dream, your vision, the idea, all inclusive. Expect the best. The people that are on your dream team, do they expect the very best from you, or do they allow you to give less and settle? You know, my mentor, it's so funny. We were chatting today, Coach Al Hollingsworth. As many of you know, Coach Adams is the global master trainer for Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap, founded by Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. And they are my mentors and spiritual parents. And it's so funny. We were chatting today, and my Coach Al Hollingsworth, he said, "You don't like your coach right now, huh?" And that was because he was challenging me. He was challenging me. And the expectation was that you will be your best. I'm challenging you to a different level. And I told him, I said, "No, coach, I don't hate you. I'm not mad at you." And I said that because I appreciate that he challenges me as a part of my dream team to be my very best. He expects the best, and that challenges me. That's the type of person that you want to have on your dream team, not the people that are going to give you the okie doke and let you just, you know, kind of do subpar, give below standard. No, your dream deserves excellence. It deserves greater. It deserves more. I was having a challenge with an individual, and I have to tell them, this service you're giving, it's subpar, not acceptable, got to do better. I'm sure they have not been challenged in that way, and so they've been able to give subpar service. And so often, many of us, we do it because no one has challenged us. No one has expected our very best. And that's a part of who you want on your dream team. You want individuals that would affirm your talents and your abilities, that would affirm your dream, that would affirm your vision, that would affirm the ideas that these individuals are individuals who inspire you. They inspire you. And so you want to make sure that, again, that circle of trust, who do you have circling around you? Who's in the wagons around you? Who? Suddenly I sound like a little owl there, right? You want to make sure you know who the people are and recognize that there are certain qualities that they should have. You want not only individuals that would dare to focus on your significance. They tap you into your why, not simply on your success. They take you into that deeper dive. You want individuals that respond to your ideas with respect, not disgust or contempt. They may not necessarily understand it, but you know what? They support you in it. I'm sure Steve Jobs, the Wright brothers, they probably had people that were like, man, what are you trying to do? This makes no sense. But nevertheless, they respected the fact that although it was something that had not yet existed, you're saying you see this, we support you, we respect who you are, we respect your idea. If you don't have individuals that respond to your ideas with respect and not disgust and contempt, you need to reevaluate who's in your circle of trust. If you don't have individuals that expect the very best from you, that challenge you to do better, to do greater, because this is a reality. Good is the enemy to great. And I know that people don't say, I just want to be good. I just want to do a good job. Good is not enough. You want to do great, you have to divorce from good. Good is the enemy to great. And that challenges us to grow to another level. But if we don't have people that expect greater from us, we can get complacent in our comfort zone of just, you know, being mediocre. You're not mediocre. You're a miracle. You're God's greatest creation. Do you know that out of 400 million cells, 399 million, 999 of them died. Only one survived. The one that created you. You are a miracle. If you were not supposed to be here, you would not be here. And not only are you a miracle, but on the inside of you is this seed of hope associated with your purpose, that's a part of your dream, a part of the reason why you were created. It's in your very DNA. And so you have to tap into that. And others around you would support you in drawing out your very best. A great coaching relationship supports with that, you know. Behind a great achiever is a great coach. I put that out there. It's a shameless little plug that maybe you need to get into a one-on-one coaching partnership. Maybe you need to get into a mastermind roundtable group that you can link up with like-minded individuals who are about growing to another level in their dream, in their vision, personally, professionally. And there's such a great dynamic that happens in a mastermind setting. So I want to share with you that this is a great opportunity for you. Put your dream to the test, this 10-week journey starting December the 11th. Limited space available. If you want more information, shoot a quick email to our team, admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you can give the team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. As we continue on our journey of put your dream to the test, and we're evaluating the people question. The question raised, do I have the right people on my dream team and the qualities of the people that we need on our dream team? Dare to focus on your significance, not simply on your success. Respond to your ideas with respect, not disgust and contempt. Expect the very best of you. Affirm your talents and abilities, maximizing learning and growth opportunities to improve the dream and the dreamer. Joining the Mastermind Roundtable is a great opportunity for exactly this, maximizing learning and growth opportunities to improve the dream and the dreamer. Take time to give you honest feedback. Do you have individuals that give you honest feedback? I love that so often you would hear the term pushbacks. We have created a new term in my Boss Vertical Leap Zone, and it's push-ups. Why? Because we recognize that those quote-unquote pushbacks, as one would say, are great opportunities to grow to another level. If you recognize the lessons learned and you grow from it, you now convert it that it's not illegitimate suffering, but rather it is legitimate suffering. So who should be on your dream team? We're looking at that. You want to have individuals that take time to give you honest feedback. Honest feedback sometimes is very difficult. But we have to be willing to hear it so that you can assess, can this feedback take me from good to great? Can it level me up to another level? Can it move me to the next stage? So you want to be open to feedback from those that are in your circle of trust. Allow them to speak into it, because whatever it is that your dream is, they may be a consumer of it. They may be the beneficiary of the service that you have, or the product, or the invention, or the movie script, or the book that they're going to read in the future once you complete it, whatever that may look like. So welcome their feedback, because that gives you greater insight to grow to another level. Who should I have on my dream team, and what are their qualities? What qualities should they possess? They should be individuals that encourage you unconditionally and without judgment to help you to persevere, to help you move to the next level. They're not judging your decisions. I remember early on in my journey, I had people judging my decisions and, you know, drawing their own conclusions. And the reality was that they didn't know what God was speaking to me. They passed judgments and they drew some conclusions, and all of that was very hurtful. But I continued to move forward. You have to adjust where you need to adjust and determine, maybe this is not the right person to be on my team, in my circle, so let me adjust. Accept only excellence, because we determine mediocrity is not what we want. Actually, that is a dream killer. People don't want someone that's mediocre. You know, think about this. And I can't remember who has the commercial. I think it's one of the, it's either an insurance company or a phone carrier. I can't remember. But the question is raised, you know, how are you in this area? Oh, I'm okay. In essence, they're responding by saying, I'm subpar. It's a doctor and, you know, he goes to see the patient that's looking for not a doctor that's mediocre. If you have to have brain surgery, do you want someone that was at the bottom of their class? Do you want someone that's perceived as mediocre doing brain surgery on you? Absolutely not. You want the very best, the one that is at the top of their class. And so we cannot settle. We have to fight for excellence. We're not perfect, but that excellence, what I grew to realize about excellence for me, excellence is giving and doing my very best in the moment. In the moment, I do my very best within my capacity. So for me, that's what excellence is. If I give you my very best in the moment within my capacity, I've given you all that I have to give. I'm operating in excellence. Now, somebody else may have a greater capacity. Tomorrow, the capacity may be different. That's why it's in the moment, because performance is always subject to change. We can improve and grow in our performance. How we perform today doesn't mean that that's how we have to perform in the next day and coming days. We always have an opportunity to grow. So you give and do your very best in the moment within your capacity. That is excellent. And you continue to grow forward. What are the qualities of the people that are needed on my dream team? Well, we said dare to focus on your significance, not simply on your success. This makes an acronym if you didn't pick that up, dream team. Respond to your ideas with respect, not disgust or contempt. Expect the very best. Affirm your talents and abilities, maximizing learning and growth opportunities to improve the dream and the dreamer. Take time to give honest feedback. Encourage your unconditionally. They encourage you unconditionally and without judgment to help you to persevere. They accept only excellence from you. They understand that mediocrity kills one's dream. And the last in the qualities of the people needed on your dream team, they make the most of your mistakes and failures. They know how to grow forward from lessons learned, from mistakes of the past. For some, a mistake would paralyze you. It would throw you completely off course. It would, in some cases, for many of you, it would shut you down. But this is the thing. You have legitimate and illegitimate suffering. You go through things without any growth attached. That is illegitimate. But when you can progress through and get on the other side with a great lesson learned, that's why it's important to do lessons learned. You know, in a corporate setting, there's a analyze through a system called SWOT. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. What are the strengths? What are the weaknesses? What are the opportunities? What are the threats? This is all important because you want to make the most of your mistakes and failures, and you want to grow forward. You want to continue to grow to the next level. But if you don't identify how could I have improved this system, what could I have done differently, if you don't take those lessons learned and convert them, then it's useless. And one of the greatest lessons that I'm learning in this season is if it doesn't convert, it's absolutely worthless. So how do you make your dreams the dreams of others and get them sold in? Well, it's your responsibility as the leader to discover the dream itself. And then as you discover the dream, and that's why this 10-week journey on put your dream to the test is so key. Because, again, a dream is a compelling vision that you see in your heart that's too big to accomplish without the help of others. Again, that's a quote by Chris Hodges. I love that quote. And so when you're thinking about where do I go with my dream, you may need to purify your dream. You may need to take some time to really go on a deep dive discovery through Put Your Dream to the Test. And the private mastermind roundtable that I will be offering that's starting on December the 11th for a very select small few. We have limited space available. So if you're interested, it's not too late. Shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. For those that sign up between now and next Wednesday, the 27th, you will receive a complimentary one-on-one coaching session with none other than your very own resident empowerment coach, Coach Adam, so that you can get that additional support beyond the group. But you have to register by the 27th. It is amazing how quickly time flies by. I don't know about you, but I definitely got some great richness around today's subject because it's important to constantly evaluate. Do you have the right people on your dream team? Because as we stated at the top of the hour, a dream with the wrong team is a nightmare, and you don't want to be living out a nightmare. So what do you think the results are of having a dream with a great support team behind you? Ooh, wouldn't that be great to know? That's going to be so powerful. If you don't already have that, that's an area in which you definitely want to work on. I want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. We want to continue this dialogue. I didn't have an opportunity because of the richness of what was shared to open up the lines for your interaction today, but you still have an opportunity to do that through social media and the platforms that are available. We can continue this dialogue, and I would love to do that with you. If you have a question or a comment around today's subject, put your dream to the test based on the book by John C. Maxwell and question number 6, the people question. You can ask to be added to the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome if you're not already a part of that platform. And for those of you who say, you know, can I call you, Coach Adams? Absolutely. You're always welcome to give a call. I want you to know that, again, we appreciate you tuning in. Next week, we're going to continue in our Shape Up series, the next installment. You want to definitely join us because we are going to continue giving you a little taste here and there of put your dream to the test in preparation for the Mastermind Roundtable starting December the 11th. I want to stay connected with you. So if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, again, shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or give our team a call at 310-289-2101. If you would like more information about Coach Adams, you may visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. For those of you who don't know, you're not a regular listener, maybe you were tuning in for the first time today, I want you to know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. We have our live empowerment win shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, a powerful shape up and win time, 4 hours of power, vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. All of what Coach Adams does is truly giving you the tools to be empowered to win in your life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. If you want information regarding any of the tools and support, if you're interested in joining the private Put Your Dream to the Test Mastermind, you definitely don't want to miss the opportunity. Get that free coaching session if you register by the 27th, which is next Wednesday. I only gave you a small taste of the people factor. And I want to simply leave you with this as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. I want you to be aware that your dream team should include people, in short, that inspire you. Not only should they inspire you, people who are honest with you. And you want people whose skills complement yours. People whose skills complement yours. They can bring value to your vision. So as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, I leave you with this. This is just a thought to consider, okay? I want you to process this. Here's to, I want you to get excited about it. Here's to a dream that is inevitable because you have a great team. I would love to be on your team. Why? Because I coach and you win. Thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Join us next week as we continue in our Shape Up series and put your dream to the test.